Gavin DeGraw? This is Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Are you kidding?
I've never heard this song.
You'll,
I get that you don't know it yet. You'll know it when it hits the chorus.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
I
do know this song.
That's crazy that not only is he like, I don't know the song, he literally knows.
I know every single word of the chorus.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, I didn't know how it started. I've never heard the beginning of it before.
This is your Boys to Men moment.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Right.
One Tree Hill.
It is.
That's the one where they all play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I remember
a great
that
show. You would love it, Joe.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
That's what I'm saying. You would love it.
I definitely didn't know this was the theme song to that.
My husband got me into it. What does that say?
Into what now? Oh, into One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill. He said it's a basketball show. You'll like it. And he was right.
One Tree Hill is a basketball show.
But then it has a time jump in the middle, and I bailed out then. I was like, I can't do a time jump.
What was the like Saturday morning cartoons basketball show? It wasn't a cartoon though, but it was like real actors, but it was like on a Saturday. Hang something? What was that? I thought it was on Saturdays. There was another basketball show. I'm not talking about the Fresh Prince.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about the Fresh Prince when Carlton took the shot. You would get a few.
The only Saturday basketball show I remember is like NBA Inside Stuff.
I thought it was on Saturdays. Maybe I'm misremembering. There was a show about like a high school basketball team. If it wasn't on Saturdays, it was on like the TGIF WB level network.
The White Shadow?
No. More recent, our childhood. At least my and your childhood.
Was it a kids show or for adolescents?
I feel like maybe it was more adolescents.
I'm
very mature. Maybe I was watching it as a child, but it was more intended for teens. I'm a very mature individual. So that would make sense. Was it Hang Ten? People are saying Hang Ten.
That sounds like a surf show.
Are they mocking my answer?
Hang Time.
That's what it was. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
1995 to 2000.
Yes, stupid me, right? That would be a surfing show.
It was on for 5 years?
Hang Time, yeah.
This is the first time I've ever even heard it.
Not to be confused with Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
7 teenagers, 3 girls and 4 boys try to make it through life as members of the Deering High School basketball team.
Hang Time.
Is this a co-ed team? What's going on?
I don't remember.
Evidently, yes.
I don't remember being a co-ed team.
Oh, that's why it didn't work. That's so unrealistic.
Right. Hang Ten. This is what you just said, Mego, as the Twitch chat is now saying Hang Ten would be a surfing show. Yeah, Hang Time. Sorry, that's what it was.
Reggie Theus and Dick Butkus played the 2 coaches.
Reggie Theus. I was about to say, I knew that. That's what I should have leaned in on. Who was the NBA player who was coaching? Mm-hmm. This is the theme song? This is not...
Running together.
Sounds like Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Taking it up for Hang Time. We're hot, we're in the zone.
I don't remember this at all. We're hot, we're in the zone. What do you mean? Never alone. Yeah. This had to have been on after, like, Saved by the Bell. Listen to this. It's like the same theme song, basically.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell was way earlier, though.
What do you mean?
Like, this starts in 95. Did Saved by the Bell start in, like, 89?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a good point. It was a follow-up. It's a follow-up to the smash hit Saved by the Bell.
When I watched the reruns of Saved by the Bell as a kid, I was like, this is an old show.
Literally, somebody fact-checked me on this. Somebody just texted, though, 37937. It was on after Saved by the Bell. It sounds like it was on after Saved by the Bell. And maybe I remember that somewhere in my brain. But
it sounds like the songs were written by the same producer.
This is what I'm saying.
Time when you wake up in the morning. Na, 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 na. Yeah.
It's not, don't pretend.
And the alarm gives out a warning, and I think I never make it on time.
Yeah, you don't know
by
that.
By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time. See the bus fly by.
Don't pretend you don't know that song.
I didn't know the words in between.
Jacob, do you know that? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Saved by the Bell. I have no idea what we're talking about.
You know Saved by the Bell?
Do you know what Saved by the Bell is, intern Jacob?
You know what it is? Nope. Have you ever heard the words Kelly Kapowski? Have you ever heard that? No?
Wow, you're missing out. She's adorable.
It's a life changer. Mm. Now, some people are more of a fan of hers when she goes to 90210.
She was not on 90210?
Oh, yeah. Valerie.
I only got to watch 90210 when Babysitters were over. So
Valerie Malone, thank you very much.
I didn't watch that show that much, but I knew she was on it because of her. I
mean, she replaced Brenda, late Shannon Doherty. She replaced Brenda, yeah. You never watched 90210?
I told you, only when Babysitters came over and used our cable.
Okay, but that's fine. So when you watched it, you didn't know who Valerie Malone was?
I was like 6. I didn't know who anyone was. I was just like, that person's taking their shirt off.
Kelly Kapowski, a.k.a. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, was also in Son-in-Law, starring Pauly Shore. Huh. She was the love interest.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah. I've seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. Any more random connections?
No, that's it.
Okay. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here is what we got going on. Arcan all of a sudden locking in on Gavin DeGraw, the theme song, when he's like, I don't know this song. And all of a sudden just like locking in on every word.
As soon as the chorus started, I was like, I know this song. Of course I know this song. But I did not, the beginning of it, I had no idea.
That was quite a twist, quite a turn.
See, that was much more from my era. That came out when I was in high school. And that was a big song. When
it makes me think... He might know a lot of Gavin DeGraw. So like, he might just be like...
There's only two songs.
Yeah, what other songs is he? Yeah,
there's
he
that know, one, and no, he has another no, but one.
He
but
might know, like, some deep cuts is now what I'm saying. I'm now leaning in on he's ashamed
like,
to admit
Like, I know him, but I don't know that I know him?
No, you're ashamed to admit that you know them is what I'm saying.
I would be ashamed to admit I knew Devin
Chariot
Gavin DeGraw's
is the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chariot.
I don't know the words after that, but yeah.
That's more of like a ballad.
Yeah, you don't know that one? Well, you do, except you know all the deep cuts. You're too ashamed to admit, is what it is.
I just sang the chorus. I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm a Gavin DeGraw fan. I don't know a lot of his work, but I do know that one song.
He was very interchangeable with Jason Mraz. That was a real time for those kinds of guys.
Jason Mraz is just so goofy, right?
So is Gavin DeGraw is really serious?
I feel like no.
You don't know this song?
I feel like the chicks like Gavin DeGraw. I feel like Jason Mraz was like a little too goofy.
One of my friends wore a fedora to the beach once, and we called him Jason Mraz.
You don't know this one?
No, it's not bad, but I don't know it.
Well, I know it's not bad. You like the whole catalog, including the deep cuts. I understand that. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, no, I feel like the ladies love Gavin DeGraw, I feel like.
I think Gavin DeGraw, Train, and Jason Mraz, you could swap all three of those, and like most moms across the country would have no idea that you swapped them.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.